All right, we get to hear it again. This time we're shifting into football gear. So we join Robin Hook out at the Brown Football Complex, Western Michigan University, in what's been a banner day for the Broncos, and it's not over with yet. Wow.
It is not. And we were happy to have Mr. Brown here all morning long. Bill Brown was here in attendance watching all these national letters of intent come in. And I want to talk a little defense now, Jim, with our defensive coordinator, Ed Pinkham. And, wow, we got some holes filled here today, Coach, with some big bodies, particularly at linebacker, and guys that are going to come in and play right away. Let's talk about the junior college linebackers that you have, starting with the young man from Massachusetts, Jason Silva, is going to slide right into that Mike linebacker spot at 6'3", 245.
Robin, we're really excited when his name came across the fax machine. We talked about some of the misfortune we had last spring. We lost two linebackers, one young man from California that we lost, couldn't come back and play at all. And we started three seniors this year, so they all graduate, which really left a void at the linebacker position. We looked and we said one of the things we got to do is find somebody with a little maturity. Because we lost so many at one time, we didn't have the time of training a guy to come in and spend a year or 2 years learning a position. So we went and approached it from the junior college route. And right now, Jason Silva is a guy that was the NUAC Defensive Player of the Year east of the Mississippi. He was second-string junior college All-American. He's just a 6'3 guy. He's long. He's experienced. He's a very mature guy. He's already been in contact with many of the incoming freshmen. And I think he's setting himself up as one of the leaders of the defense, if not of our whole football program.
And another guy who can play linebacker for you right away with some maturity, 6'3", 230 pounds, out of Georgia Military College, is Jakeevan Jackson.
Jakeevan, again, he is a long guy. He's a guy that when you look at his highlight video, he's athletic. He can run. He gives us another side of that defensive linebacker position where we can bring him to the quarterback. We can drop him back into pass coverage. And we want to find imaginative ways to take advantage of his talent.
Another linebacker coming out of high school, Oak Park, Illinois, Robert Spillane.
Oh, you just got to love Robert. You know, I heard PJ earlier describe him as you know, one of his favorite guys, and he just loves the guy as a football player, and that he is. He's one of those young men who likes to compete, come out of the schoolroom, ask him what he wants to major in, and he probably would tell you it's football. he just loves to compete. He'll compete in hockey and basketball and football, whatever the sport is, he's going to compete.
And you need to get after the linebacker, or after the quarterbacks, I should say, with defensive linemen. And you have Nate Braister from Fort Wayne coming to Kalamazoo.
Yeah, Nate, we're looking at our, you know, our five technique. And right now we have Austin Lewis there. But we wanted to add a little depth to that position and get after the quarterback a little bit. And Nathan is, again, a long guy. We use that expression quite a bit. But the length of someone's arms make it a big advantage when it comes to rushing a quarterback. And Nathan certainly is a long guy.
You've got one guy who's here already as part of this class, Asante Brown from Muskegon. He enrolled in January. He's working out with the team, and I hear he's turning heads over there.
He is. I look at those other defensive backs we have, as you know, a number of guys returning, and we feel like it's one of the strong suits of our defense. And I continually kid our own defensive guys, ask them the question tongue-in-cheek, hey, who is that guy who's winning all the races over there, trying to explain to them that the best man is going to play, so they better take note of Asante. He's done a great, great job.
The toughest guys to find, particularly at this level, the interior defensive linemen, and you've got a couple of them in Ken Finley and Nick Matich.
Yeah, you know, Ken is a big-time guy. You know, he's wide. You watch a lot of those NFL playoff games, and you notice from the nose guard, three technique position guys just jacking offensive linemen back into the backfield. And, you know, it's nice when you can have that. Your linebackers get a chance to roam freely when you have people who can control the middle. And Kenny brings size. You know, he's 278 already. He probably weighs more than that right now. And with him and then Matich, you know, I kid with Nick. I saw a YouTube thing where Nick is in a benchathon for a fundraising program. And
a benchathon.
a benchathon, and he's benching, like, I think it was 435 or something. And I said, Nick, I just had to watch it to see if the bar bends when you put 435 pounds on there. But he's another strong, big, wide guy.
Deontay Brown is a D-back from Chicago, Mount Carmel, two-time state champ, just a real winner. Antoine Stone, another tough guy who can play in the secondary. And Alon Sims, 6'2 safety who can run. Those are three more defensive players for you.
Yeah, it does. It gives us depth. We were going into the spring with the addition when we got Asante Brown came. And we move Darius Phillips to defensive back. We had about 10 defensive backs, and you really need about 14 guys. So we felt we had to go out and get a few more guys. And those four young men that we're bringing in are really going to give us depth. I think each one of them has the potential to play and play early.
Jim, defense wins championships, and you got to have players play defense, and Coach Pinkham's got some.
We do. We really feel excited about this group. We identified what we feel the needs were to become a championship-level defense, and we feel like we've addressed just about all of them. And I can't wait for the day that these guys get here and put the pads on and go out into the stadium.
Outstanding. Jim, that's a look at the defense coming in here today.
You know, Robin, one of the things that's interesting to note is, you know, we went through a season last year that a lot of people, you know, were a little disgruntled about, but whatever. The thing about it is that, you know, when you lose that many starters and you have to put kids into play, that whole group of kids is coming back with game experience. And so now you've got all of these blue chippers coming in, and you've got kids who are young but are experienced. And, I mean, I get the sneaking suspicion that the Mac West needs to watch out for the Broncos.
I think you're right, and Ed, that creates competition at positions, and that makes everybody better.
Well, it's without a doubt. You know, last year we looked at times when a position, because of injury, there wasn't anybody put in. We had to switch a guy from a position that he wasn't playing to one that he was not as comfortable in, just to make sure we had 11 guys out on the field. And with all these guys joining us, we feel like the depth is certainly going to be 100 times better.
And the injured guy's coming back, and a guy to remember is Devin Brandt, because he's a real football player, and you're going to have him for the first time.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the incoming linebackers, but one of the people that we lost last spring was Devin Brandt, and Devin is a football player. He's a tough, tough guy. He'll knock you backwards. Austin Lewis, who came in a year ago, was a freshman, played right away, had to as a freshman this year, in high school was really a running back wide receiver, and had no linebacker experience. So the opportunity for him to get a year under his belt is going to bring him back in his second year with a whole lot more experience and confidence. We got Trevor Ishmael, who played quite a bit at the end of the year. We lost Johnny, and Trevor was able to come in. And then Eddie Roll. Eddie Roll is he's one of the most sudden guys in our program, runs like a deer. We just got to get a little weight on Eddie, but God, is he quick. He just is impressive in drills.
All right. Looks good on defense, Jim. We'll be back one more time at 9:45 and going to wrap this all up. But it's been a great day here.